William Hill's In Play Radio. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the cricket podcast from William Hill. We're looking ahead to the fourth test between India and England. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is former England international Anthony McGrath. How are you, Anthony?
Very well. How are you?
Not so bad, thank you. Not so bad. Ruining another England defeat when the chances were there to probably get something out of the third test.
Yeah, disappointing. I mean, we talked about how crucial the toss was. England won that and they just didn't use that advantage. You know, if they posted 400, I think that game would have been completely different. They didn't. And you've got to take them chances against the best teams, especially in away from home against your normal conditions. And England couldn't do that. And in the end, they lost comfortably.
Yeah, that means India now 2-0 up in the series, an unassailable lead for India. England can still claw it back for a draw if they win the remaining two tests, although perhaps that's slightly unlikely. One of the shining lights, I suppose, or one of the positives from the third test was the performance of Haseeb Hameed as opening batsman with Alistair Cook. We won't see him in the fourth test, but it was a positive for the future anyway.
Yeah, he's looked at home, hasn't he, without getting a massive score, but I think in adversity in that second innings, with a blow on the finger, he came in and really showed some guts. And to get, you know, a half century and you know, as you say, it really does look like England could have found that opener alongside Alistair Cook.
Obviously, he won't play in the fourth test. Talk of Keaton Jennings perhaps coming in, or one or two others being mentioned as well. What do you make of it, Anthony?
Well, I would imagine Keaton Jennings has joined up with his squad. I don't think they'd have brought him away from the Lions, especially when they've still got games, if he wasn't going to play. I guess it's unfortunate for someone like Ben Duckett, who, you know, did okay in Bangladesh, struggled in India, but, you know, quite a few of the batsmen have, really, so he'll be disappointed. But I expect Keaton Jennings to make his debut. I think he'll open with Alistair Cook. He had a good season last year for Durham, but as we know, batting at the Riverside is polar opposites to playing in the continent, so it's going to be a big test for him.
Yeah, he did score a century, didn't he, for the Lions not so long ago as well. So you think he can step up to the first-class team and do it on the big level?
Yeah, he's a good player. He's really come on this last year or so. He's got a lot of runs for Durham. You know, they didn't have the best of seasons, but he really stood up and he can bat long. And that's what England need. I think if England can, you know, post a big total in that first innings, you know, they give themselves a chance. But as we know, through the series and in Bangladesh, they've just been susceptible to that collapse. So, look, I mean, you can't pin your hopes on someone making the debut. It's the other guys that have got to stand up and really get the big runs for England.
Yeah, that's a very fair point. India 4-9 in the betting. The draw 9-2. England are 4-1. Should India be 4-9? Should it be that short in the market, do you reckon?
No, I think, I mean, England have actually won on the last two visits to Mumbai. But I think from India being 2-0 up, they don't have to win the game. I think Mumbai, you can see a little bit of more joy for the seam bowlers. I think the wicket will be pretty good. I think it'll be pretty much like the first test. I think it'll be flat for a couple of days and then I think we'll see a little bit of spin, but I don't think India will be producing a huge spinner because a draw is enough for them to win the series. So I'm going to plump towards the draw. I think the draw is a good price, and I think especially if India win that the toss, you know, a big score, I think they'll take the time, and I think a draw could be the shout.
9-2 in the betting for the draw then. Let's move on to some of the player markets as we usually do. We'll start with the batsmen. Top India batsmen, we'll go with them first. Virat Kohli is 9-4 at the top of the market. Pujara is 7-2. Vijay is 9-2. It's 5-1 for Rahul. Patel is 11-2. Rahane is 6-1. It's 10-1 bar those. Who do you like to stand out for India with a bat?
I'm going to go with Pujara. I think he's had a good series, 338 runs. He's second in the runs list, only behind Kohli. And I think batting at three, as I say, I think it'll be a good wicket. when both teams bat in the first innings, and I think he's a man who's in good form, and I think he'll continue that in Mumbai.
72 for Pujara. Onto the England batsmen then. Joe Root 11-4, Alistair Cook 100-30, Johnny Bairstow 11-2, Keaton Jennings is 11-2 as well, Ben Duckett is 13-2, Ben Stokes 13-2 in the betting as well. It's 7-1 for Mo and Ali, and it's 8-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who would you like for England?
I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to go with England's best player, Joe Root. He's 78 in the second innings, England's highest run score on the tour. I went for a middle order player last time in Johnny Bairstow, who was in good form, but I think Joe Root showed signs again in that second innings that he copes with spin well, batting at three again. If England do win the toss, he'll have plenty of time to get himself in, and when he does get himself in, he normally shows his class, and I think he's due a big 100, and I think this might be the test for it.
Joe Root and the selection at 11-4. Let's move on to the bowlers. Top India bowler, we'll start with India. Ashwin is 11-8. Jadeja is 5-2. Yadav is 9-2. 5-1 Shami, 6-1 Sharma, and Yadav is 6-1 as well. Who'd you like for India with the ball?
I'm going to change tack in this test. I've gone spin constantly throughout this series. But as I say, I think the spinners will come into play in the second inning. So I'm going to go with Umesh Yadav. There's a little bit of a doubt over Shami. He's got a stiff hamstring. There's not too many other seamers for India, but even if Shami does make it, I'm going to go with Yadav. He opens the ball and he's good control. Might be a little bit of reverse there for him as well. He picked up a couple of wickets in England's first innings in the last test, and I think he's a good price.
Alright, and on to the England players. Adil Rashid is 5-2 at the top of the market. Mohan Ali 7-2. Jimmy Anderson 9-2. 5-1 Ben Stokes. Stuart Broad 5-1 as well. 11-2 for several players here. Chris Wilkes, Gareth Batty, Jake Ball, and Stephen Finn all 11-2, 6-1 or bigger for the others. Rashid at the top of the market. He's done alright bowling for England so far, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. I mean, leading wicket taker in the series, which probably surprises quite a few people. He's 18 and Ashwin 15, so he's had a really good couple of tests as Adil Rashid. Again, I think he'll come into play more in that second innings. He'll still bowl a lot of overs, but I'm going to go for the man who took five in the last innings, England's Duracell bunny. He just keeps going and going, Ben Stokes. He's had a really good tour with bat and ball. And I think on this wicket in particular, the skiddy nature he bowls and the bit of reverse, I think he can trouble the Indian batsman. So Ben Stokes.
Okay, siding with England's Duracell bunny, Ben Stokes, and I like it 5-1 in the betting. So not a bad price at all. Any other markets caught your eye, Anthony?
Well, because I had a look at the enhanced odds, but because of the, I think there's going to be a draw in this, I kind of ignored that. Two others. I do like the man of the match markets. A player for each team with good value. I think Pujara, who I mentioned to be top England India batsman, if he gets a big score, there's value there. I think Pujara's 10-1 at the moment. And for England, Ben Stokes 12-1. I've mentioned him with the ball already. He can bat as well. I think he could bat as high as 5 in this test. So it could be a drawn test, and Ben Stokes getting runs and wickets, so he could have a shout for man of the match as well.
Okay. Couple to consider in the man of the match market then. Thank you very much, Anthony. Been a pleasure once again. Good luck and enjoy the fourth test.
Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.